It is News Talk ZB with Chris Lynch. So Sanitarium is getting support from the Food and Grocery Council, and the CEO there is Catherine Rich, who joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
In your view, do you think Sanitarium is doing the right thing?
Yes, I feel very sorry for Sanitarium because they're very fair-minded people, and I know they will have exhausted all the options. But the reality is, when you have a trademark, if you don't defend it, you can lose your rights further down the track. Look, they've had the Weet-Bix trademark since 1928, so that's 90 years of people working on it. It's a much-loved New Zealand brand. And when you put two Weet-Bix side by side and just add in one letter, it's far too similar. So I think there is probably a campaign at play here.
Do you think this campaign is about Weet-Bix trying to get a foothold in New Zealand?
I don't know if the Weet-Bix company would be behind it. I would doubt it because corporates don't usually get involved in this sort of thing. But certainly for a small company taking Sanitarium on, there's a huge amount of publicity for them. I mean, it seemed, you know, I was just looking at the Twitter feeds last night, and you know, the small kai poi firm has reached out to everybody from Allen, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, even tweeting the UK Parliament and the leader of the Labour Party in the UK, Jeremy Corbyn. So it just, you know, seems to me to be a bit of a campaign. I hope it isn't, because it would be of a concern.
It seems like Sanitarium has tried to do the right thing. I mean, many callers to this program thought it was quite reasonable to look at Sanitarium for paying to get stickers to put over the Weet-Bix products, as I understand they've done for several other places across New Zealand, right?
That's right, Chris, and it's very fair and reasonable. And, you know, for those people who are mad keen on Weet-Bix, you know, it doesn't change the taste, it just sort of changes the box. But to go back to my original point, if Sanitarium doesn't defend this, over time, companies can lose their rights to have a trademark, full stop. And trademarks are a really important thing for business. It doesn't matter if you've got a small plumbing business or a fish and chip shop or any kind of business. You know, your name is your name. And if you don't pick up when people are using it or using things similar, over time, people can say, oh, well, you didn't pick up on that case, so therefore, you know, you've diluted your rights. So I do feel sorry for Sanitarium. They're put in a very difficult position. And the thing is, you know, can you imagine if I set up a store in Kai Poi and called it, you know, a tiny bit of Britain or a little bite of Britain? I'm sure the retailer would not be happy at that as well. As I said, trademarks are really important.
But so too, you could equally argue, are small businesses in New Zealand.
Yep, New Zealand is a nation of small businesses. And of course, in the grand scheme of things, you know, Sanitarium's small to medium-sized business too. But over 90 years, and you know, lots of people have worked on that brand. New Zealanders know Weet-Bix. For a long time, it's been pretty clear who owns the brand. So it is a bit cheeky to, you know, have a letter change and argue that it's so dramatically different that it won't cause consumer confusion. I think Sanitarium's painted a good way forward. It's only a few stickers. It doesn't need to go as far as the court, but I really think they've been left with no choice. I haven't spoken to the Sanitarium CEO about it, but you know, having worked with Sanitarium over the last 9 years, I know they're very fair-minded, community-spirited people. They don't want to go to court. They would want to sort it out. And I think it can, but it's just, you know, over-sticker it and, you know, get those Weet-Bix boxes out of customs so they can be consumed before they expire, because that's the other thing. Wait too long and the product could be by the expiry, past the expiry date. No one will win.
So in your view, what happens in court then if Sanitarium wins this? Will the other company be up for paying costs, or how does it work?
Well, that's the other thing. I'm not a lawyer, so I won't speculate, but you know, no one really wins when you go to court. Usually it's the Kiwi way to try and work things out before it gets that far. And I hope common sense will prevail for everybody because, you know, in court no one wins but the lawyers usually.
Yeah, very true. Catherine Rich from the Food and Grocery Council, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.